Dead side.
End of the podcast.
Do you want to know why this is going to be the long haul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give them the shitty news, Bears. Tell them how you're fucking ditching us because you don't care about your fucking friends anymore.
Or your fans.
I got drafted.
We're doing this for the fans.
We're doing this for the fucking fan. The fan gazies.
I got drafted, so I'm actually going off to war.
Yeah.
And
Fag fighting for his country.
Just can't do the podcast anymore.
You got drafted to the motherland, too. He has to go back home and then fight for them.
I actually just have to go back home. The patch needs me.
He has to go back to the fucking oil patch of all places.
That's the last place.
That's the last place you want to go.
Drugs.
Yeah, ripping lines off his dash again.
Man, she's calling me home.
Ripping lines off the dash. That's a common one around here. I know a guy that does that.
So, the guy that was in the Dooley truck out there that you knew?
Yeah.
He comes ripping by me.
Like the guy with the first name starts with a J?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He comes ripping by me, and I'm wearing my short shorts, right?
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
He's like, yeah, he's like, aren't your shorts a little fucking short? So I look at him, and I haven't even really drank it. I'm like, less material for your old lady to take off later. And he just started fucking laughing. I'm like, thank God that worked.
He's a big dude.
Not even thinking of what I was saying, man.
That could have went really bad.
Yeah.
I just went and ran to all the boys at the shop.
Help! Help, help,
I know that guy from job sites, and he's a fucking like crazy dude. He does lines off his fucking dash.
That's crazy.
Big bald guy. Big tough guy.
But anyway,
that's no problem with bald guys.
We don't know what
crazy motherfuckers.
Or they have a problem with you.
We don't know what we're gonna do here. We're kind of
sorry. They're trying to toughen me up because I know I'm gonna be like them in 5 years.
They're doing initiation on you.
Yeah.
Trying to get me into the brotherhood. Fuck. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead, Pierce.
Okay. No, this is serious though.
This is serious. We're kind of in limbo. You might not hear from us for a little bit after this.
At least six to 8 months.
Honestly, no. I mean,
dude, we got at least, we're averaging like 2.6 million people an episode. You think you can just leave the fucking fans?
What about the reels, the views on the reels we're getting on Instagram?
That's true.
Dude, we're getting fat fucking views on there. And we got to start advertising more. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to advertise, get our follower count up big time, and then we're not going to release another podcast.
If we get 2,000 views on this podcast within 2 months, I'll post a dick pic on our Instagram page.
For real. No, man. For real, though. Honestly, we're going to get together at some point. We're going to
record
when we want. Zach's just hoping it ends. Go back to living his normal life.
Watch what's going to happen. Pierce is finally going to be able to come back. Zach's like, hey, yeah, that'll work perfect. I get back from my shutdown or something right around then. Then Zach's all of a sudden, yeah, never mind. I'm going to be gone for another 4 months. Oh, okay, sick.
No, man, it's hard being like the funniest guy in the room every week. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, Pierce, what's
hard,
that like, man?
It's hard carrying the whole show on your shoulders.
Your back.
Your back.
I come home, my back's hurting from work, and then I got to carry fucking three dudes with me.
You got to carry the company, and then you got to carry the podcast. Like,
and then I have to spend so much hours of my nights writing this shit for you guys.
Everything we say, even this is scripted right now, what I'm saying.
It's true. This is scripted.
Everything is
you
scripted.
You know, like, it's just stressing me out, boys. Like,
we're reading off a teleprompter.
Man, there was some dude that came up to us like one of the weekends when we were boozing there. And I can't remember who it was. It was on like May Long there. August, sorry. And he was like, hey, it's the funniest guy on the podcast. And he said that to me. And I was like, no. It's like, no, not me, man.
Yeah. You're fucking funny, Pierce.
Thanks, but
we're all funny in our own right.
No, dude, I give you some really good jokes.
Yeah, absolutely. I get the cream.
It's not about the joke writing. It's about the delivery. Pierce, you deliver. You deliver.
You deliver.
But yeah.
Hard.
So we don't know what we're going to do.
Fucking blowing backs on the delivery.
If you're a real one, you're going to wait, and then we'll post one, and you're going to be like, wow, that's so sick, because it's not every week anymore.
And it'll be a lot better. Yeah, it's going to be more special, because we're going to get together. We're going to fucking probably going to touch each other in inappropriate places, and we're going to get wild.
It's going to be
when we see each other again.
We're going to have so many stories to tell each other and shit.
We're wild.
You know?
Crazy.
We kind of dry up on our stories because
we're not interesting.
It's only like a week at a time.
When we were doing them weekly, my balls were getting pretty shriveled.
Oh,
I was busting every episode.
I was
pretty
tight.
Empty, man.
I was tight. You were high and tight?
I was high and tight, man.
That's crazy. My balls were sagging. More so than they already do.
Like empty load and
empty load.
Did we have fun? Absolutely.
Oh, we had a blast. I mean, this isn't the end, though.
No. It's not the end.
This is fucking warm-ups still, boys.
Yeah.
And we'll just make people have to understand that life gets in the way, but there's a way around it.
Hey, if you want this podcast to be weekly forever, you know what to do.
We need to make money.
You need to make us a huge fucking podcast.
Yeah, we need fucking views, man. Tell your fucking, your aunts.
Oh, man.
I feel like I can fucking like feel the vibration when you fart through the mic.
It's so clear.
It's never been this clear before. Completely filtered fart.
Okay, Pierce, how many views an episode would we need to get for you to permanently stay?
Oh, you'd have to chop your penis off. That's a big commitment.
I'd consider at 1,000 views an episode.
That's pretty dope.
That's it? That'd be fuck, dope. Dude. Can do that. I'll watch this 1,000 times by myself to make this happen.
No, okay. Everyone listening to this, spread this around as much as you can right now.
If you want to hear this shit weekly.
We need to get... We need more people listening. Yeah.
Yeah. We're on our knees right now, man.
We're begging.
I'm pulling out the Bible tonight. I'm doing the little cross up.
Yeah, Zach just crossed up.
Crossed up.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree.
At 1,000, then we can start like really growing, you know. The next episode, it's like 1,100, you know, man, something, you know.
Yeah.
Warren Buffett said this. He said the hardest money to make is the first $100,000. After that, the millions start flowing in, man.
That guy makes good music.
That dude, have you heard his last fucking record? Have you heard his last record? Fucking insider trading? Fucking
dude, it was
top
sick.
It. Number one on the chart. Number one, wrinkly balls.
Number one is I eat McDonald's every morning.
Who is the guy that scammed all those people? Conrad Black. That's a guy we should be going to for fucking
advice. If we're going to bring a guest on here, it has to be somebody that's run a Ponzi scheme.
No, this guy scammed like billions of dollars out of people.
I'm just saying, even if you do like Arbon, we'd take you. That's still a Ponzi scheme.
I think I was wrong on the Conrad last thing. I think I just accused the guy. I don't know who Conrad Black is.
How did you get that name?
I don't know. Who is the guy that fucking scammed?
Guy's been playing too
Jordan
much.
Jordan Belfort?
No.
Guy's been playing too much 2K.
Yeah, no doubt.
Conrad Black.
Shut up.
Power forward. Fuck.
Yeah. Bernie Madoff. That guy. We need advice from Bernie Madoff. Because that guy is dope. That guy's a baller. He stole billions of dollars.
Dope is dope I ever smoked.
If we can get him to help us.
Hands down, dopest dope I ever smoked.
He's 82. He's still alive. Known for being the chairman of NASDAQ. He was the head of the stock exchange.
Yeah.
Never heard of Bernie Madoff before?
No, I know, but I didn't know that he was the head of that.
Dude, he gives such good head, bro.
Criminal charge. Securities fraud, investment advisor fraud, mail fraud. Literally every single type of fraud is listed on this guy's
thing. Oh, guaranteed.
150-year prison term and forfeiture of $17.179 billion.
Yeah, and then he didn't even have to serve it, did he?
No, he probably paid him off.
No, like
with what money?
I'm pretty sure he just got like house arrest or something stupid like that.
But when you're that big... It don't matter.
It might be a different guy that got that.
In February 2020, his lawyer filed for compassionate release from prison on the claim that he was suffering from chronic kidney failure. Why would you trust anything that this guy says? Well, ever.
It's fraud.
A doctor could probably back that up.
He's going to be charged on kidney fraud.
I'm still waiting. Yeah. I'm still waiting for Riley Reed to DM me back.
Yeah, Riley Reed DM Zach back.
She hasn't DM'd you?
No, I DM'd her. She read it. She didn't fucking answer me, though, fucking little slut. I don't want to fuck you so bad.
She answered me.
This podcast would be the best exposure she's ever gotten. So.
Yeah.
Dude, we would blow up because of her, because I would shoot a porno with her.
Blow up.
I told
Riley
her.
Riley Reed takes smallest dick she's ever had in her life before.
And then we'll blur it out like Japanese porn, and then we'll just put it up on fucking YouTube.
There you go.
No, we'll just fucking...
Just blur everything up with the heads.
Yeah.
I told her, well, when I DM'd her, I told her that my buddy Zach wanted to fuck you, and she's like, calm down.
We should.
Well, let's go.
It was supposed to be your birthday present, but I mean, sure.
What?
Just cut this out.
The fuck are you going to say?
He's muted himself. Just cut it out.
Okay, what if we deep faked Zach's face on like one of the fucking porn videos?
Yes, we should.
And then re-upload it to fucking Pornhub?
Leave this in. We need to get... But somehow we have to... Deepfakes are fucking scary, though, because you have to send every single angle of your fucking face.
Yeah, well, I'm not that good at it. I'd probably just like rotoscope his like face and then just like... kind of key
just superimpose it.
Yeah, just put it over top of the dude's face.
Just find a really lazy fucking porn of the guy just laying there and put a Zach's face on it.
Fuck that.
No. We'll see if she has like a POV video, and then we'll just make Zach dub all the lines.
Do all the voices. Yeah,
I do that. That'd be fucking funny.
She definitely does have a POV video.
Damn, though. Baby.
Oh, dude, I'd pull a four right now.
Okay, is POV
saved?
POV's got to be the biggest category in porn right now.
No.
Who wants to?
How funny is that picture I sent you guys of the how POV porn is shot? And there's just a dude.
Yeah. That's the camera. So no, but a lot of the time it's guys wearing GoPros on their heads.
Oh, yeah.
And absolutely. On their chests.
I remember in one of them you could like see a shadow of the guy. He just had a fucking camera on his head. I was like, how funny would it be for the girl to look up and you just see that?
Yeah. Okay, but for real though, I don't remember the last porn I watched that wasn't POV.
You kidding me?
No, I don't like...
I watch at least three a night that are not POV.
Kidding me, guy? I don't like seeing the entire guy's ass and body.
No, the worst is when a dude makes noise.
Or when there's SpongeBob playing in the background.
When the dude's louder than the chick?
It's terrible when the dude's alive.
You know what's the worst, though, when you're watching an amateur porn and she's actually really hot and it's good, but there's like fucking Fairly Odd Parents blasting in the background.
Her kid's eating a pack of Gushers in the corner.
Playing a Switch.
Yeah, you see.
Her boyfriend's in the corner while some dude's raw dogging her.
She says, that's the best sex Switch I ever had. You see the guy grab the kid's fucking fruit snacks and leave?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay, I don't know why my phone's not loading. I looked up fucking...
Because our Wi-Fi gets dog shit when Pierce uses this.
Oh, because I'm looking up the most viewed porn categories.
It's got to be MILF.
No, MILF, teen.
Okay, but MILF's very general. What kind of MILF? It has to be stepmom MILF. Stepmom MILF?
I feel like the step-mom's fucking huge. The step fucking things.
That's massive.
It's huge right now everybody's because of the whole Hey Stepbrother thing.
Yeah, dude, it's. I think it's the most popular porn category to ever exist.
Did you know that you can...
You guys are going to be super surprised by the first two.
Hentai. Okay.
That's number two?
Because Asia's huge.
Number one, lesbian.
Really?
That's the first porn I ever looked up as a kid.
Yeah, me too.
Because
yeah.
I was afraid to see a dude's dick.
Three, some good old mama action.
Just MILF?
MILF.
Just in general, MILF.
Number four, stepmom.
And then stepsister.
And then Japanese.
Oh, wow. Huh. I didn't know that would be that high because it's all blurred out.
No, like just, I'm guessing just like Japanese, like just chicks race? And shit. Yeah. Huh. Could be race.
I would expect black girls to be about. What about interracial? Where's interracial? Number nine.
It's not even on top 20.
Seriously? Oh, I thought it would have boosted up with this all this
cartoon,
stuff going
cartoon's
on.
Higher.
Well, it's hard
you don't
to,
think it would have?
It's hard to jerk off when you have to keep getting down on one knee and putting your fist in the air.
Yay!
Number nine is massage.
Oh, what like massage parlors and that kind of shit.
Wait, like happy ending massages?
Number 10.
Got one of those in Thailand.
Number 10, Korean.
Wow.
No, weird.
Korean is just Japanese, but with American flair.
Number 11, ebony.
That's facts right there.
12, anal.
Weird. I would have thought anal would be way higher.
13, threesome.
13 at threesome.
4, I don't know, it's big blanks. I'm guessing big dick. Or big tits.
Why would they blur out?
Just big anything.
There's big, two. There's big blank, two of them.
Big anything, probably.
Big black cock?
No one will ever guess this number. 14.
Big beautiful women.
Fortnite.
Shut up. I believe
that's 14.
Dude. All the fucking horny kids that are going through puberty right now, all like, they play is Fortnite,
like,
100%.
Like stock exchange, like the numbers go up and down and shit. Has an arrow going up, and everyone's up by like 3 or 6 or 16.
Like the power rankings in NBA.
Fortnite is up by 17,323.
Why? Like recently?
Yeah, that would be ranking. it's up that far.
But how has it gone 17,000 places since when? And when was this updated?
Ever.
Oh, this is 2019.
So since the beginning of these lists, yeah, Fortnite started up at the bottom.
It started out at 17,000 places. 17,000.
So that's number 14?
Is it weirder that there's 17,000 categories?
No, I'm not sure. I'm not surprised by that at all.
Are you kidding me, man? You look up fucking...
You could look up anything and it's a fetish.
Anything, yeah.
Like, I bet you if you search up shoebox, that would be a fetish.
Oh, bicycle. For sure. Some dude fucked in a shoebox.
Dude, the cum box on Reddit? That's a fucking thing. Some dude cummed in a box for years.
Yeah, Fortnite. Yeah, dude, fucking there's...
For real.
I heard about... You ever hear about that one where the guy came on, like, the same, like, fucking... Fucking hentai statue or whatever for like 3 years, and it
definitely
was like,
have seen that,
just crusted and shit.
What about the cum jars? Like, people have cum jars. Some dude had a fucking Milo Pony doll or figure in a cum jar, and he left it on his furnace, and the furnace fucking cooked the Milo Pony doll alive in cum.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it was like brown. Like, it was awful.
The little doll was still fine, but the cum
was like dark brown.
Yeah.
Dude, there was 30.
But then again, when was the last time you've ever seen somebody cook cum?
I've never seen
somebody. Exactly. I've never so seen that. What would you expect it to look like?
I don't know.
Dude, okay, listen to this fact.
Is that Finn in the mic?
So the human race made a grand total of 33.5 billion visits to Pornhub this year.
Billion?
Billion. Okay, so clocking at 92 million daily average.
Holy and the shit, U.S. those was guys making money.
The U.S. was the biggest consumer of porn in the world, including Pornhub, with Americans spending an average of 10 minutes and 30 seconds on the site.
Honestly, though, most porn videos I see are like 10 minutes and 30 seconds long.
Yeah, because if... I was going to say,
the ad
because
revenue?
Then you can put the ads on it.
The only ads are for Pornhub.
No, I don't know why, but in my brain, I was like, yeah, YouTube. Well, if you want the mid-roll ads on YouTube.
That was the old 10 minutes and 1 second trick on YouTube. Back
women's, man, women's,
they changed it up now.
Dude, women's favorite search.
You can have less.
Is what? Lesbian.
Yeah, I believe it.
And the men's number one gay was Japanese. Oh.
I believe that. Man, Japanese chicks are hot.
Well, you there think about
hot. Hot. Yeah,
you think about your top consumers of porn.
It's
neckbeards would be way up there. Like,
no, but they're not going to Pornhub for their porn. They're going to like weird
their
fucking
cousin's
sites.
House.
That's true.
You think
they're not? Okay.
Do you think they can afford weird sites though? If you have to pay to get in,
a lot of these guys
you
have
pay
Linux.
For fucking good porn.
A lot of those weirdos, Pierce, are running Linux computers, so that. Get past any fucking firewall anyway, so we don't have to pay anything. And they're on these weird fucking fetish sites.
Dark web.
Well,
fucking
I was
shit.
Just trying to rip apart weebs. I know.
The guys that come in jars aren't on Pornhub because I think Pornhub's like kind of the fucking Barstool Sports of porn.
Oh, no, that's the OG shit. If you Pornhub? didn't start on Pornhub, you didn't start enough.
I started on RedTube.
Yes, yeah,
RedTube XNXX2 was a fucking.
Okay, isn't that like kind of a hub for porn though? You can it takes it. It's like a. It's
no,
like a channel.
That's no. That, I think that's Yuja's.
Or fuck you.
No, no. There was a porn site where you click on it and you click on a video and it takes you to like a different site.
No,
so
that,
it was
that's
like a tunnel
you.
System.
That's called you, like fuq.com or whatever.
You sure?
Fuck. Yeah, fuck. I used to use that one.
I was gonna say that's how they put Trojan horses on your phone.
Yeah, and ransomware.
Yeah.
Ransomware, same thing.
What's ransomware?
Ransomware
where
is when
it's
they,
like, oh, you have 30 seconds to fucking pay this or your phone's going to get bricked.
Or it was, yeah. I remember one, it was going around for a long time and literally all you had to do was reset your browser and you can get rid of it. But it was the RCMP, FBI, and Interpol have been alerted to your viewing of child porn, animal porn.
If
and
you
it,
were young, though, that'd freak you the fuck out.
Oh, that scared the shit out of you. But... and the way to get rid of this charge they laid on you was to buy a $50 Amazon gift card.
Yeah.
Or it was like a MasterCard gift card or whatever.
Could you imagine running into your parents' room and be like, look, I'm showing up on my phone.
Dude, I was so afraid of porn sites as a kid because of that. And I'm so glad there's like a YouTube of porn now.
Yeah, Pornhub, dude.
It's great.
No, you don't got, I don't feel like you don't got stress if you're on the hub.
But I feel like you do because what's the off chance that somebody uploads underage porn? That's fucking, that's what I get afraid of. Yeah. That's why I stick to MILF porn, because MILFs are the hottest and nobody can fucking deny that.
But there is a waiver that they signed when they upload saying and that there's no, not.
Anyone can
but dude,
even
dude,
if you do, that, that.
As long as you're not looking up like, yo, fucking 14-year-old.
No, but you know I feel like, mean? I feel like there's an algorithm, like the, I feel like the FBI has a thing where if like something, they have facial recognition or something, and they're like, oh, that person's underage, and this guy was watching it. This guy's
but you can't no, tell, it doesn't man. Work like that, because it. It would that's fall scary. Onto the person that posted it, because technically that is a space that shouldn't they, have it on there in the first
they
place.
Know that yes. They know that it. They're posting it illegally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you like, watch that video and you don't know, man. Like you're not
wouldn't you feel fault. Wouldn't you feel like sick though if absolutely. You found out?
Oh yeah, the no,
blame,
for sure.
The blame is not forever. On the
no
the watcher in this case.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Because you're not going out looking for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you well, literally
like if you're on
type
the dark web and you're
14-year-old,
if yeah. you're on the dark web and looking at like weird child porn and shit,
then you deserve yeah. to die.
You but deserve to fucking get locked
how
up.
How about that one time I tried searching up a fucking story for this podcast? I searched up "woman fucks three dogs" and it took me to a fucking porn site with a woman who fucked three dogs, and I didn't click on it. But that's a thing. I that was on RedTube.
That's fucked.
That was the link for it was on RedTube.
Yeah, they post some weird shit, man.
I didn't click on it.
RedTube sketch, man.
I typed into my browser, woman fucks three dogs.
You're playing, you're shaking hands with the devil right now.
And then after I wrote woman fucks three dogs in Lancashire, England, and then it came up. But
then I watch a full video.
They got me the full video, yeah. Full free download.
Free, quote unquote.
There was somebody like in, like back home there. That,
in the patch?
In the patch. That got like 70 dogs taken away from her for abusing them.
70?
Yeah. How and like five horses.
How do you abuse dogs? Or 70? no, not like, how do you abuse 70 dogs, how do you man? Abuse
a by dog? Not feeding them, probably. Or shit
but like dude,
that.
If yeah. I was
how those, the fuck are you gonna feed 70 dogs?
If I was a dog, like, yo, I'd get the wolf pack and just like, yo, let's fuck this bitch up. Yeah.
Chimp mode.
Oh, dude, they're animals.
Dude, remember that back in the day there was a story, I say chimp mode because this was a meme going around back in the day. This woman was taking Harambe? Care of her neighbor's chimp. Her neighbor had a chimp and he went out of town and the chimp didn't. The chimp stayed. The owner went out of town and this lady took care of this chimpanzee and the chimpanzee
killed
ripped
her.
This woman's face off.
I remember yeah. that.
But she lived.
Yeah.
And then nothing happened. This chimp just ripped her fucking, what are you going to do about a chimp? What are you going to incarcerate the chimp?
Well, no. they put him down, probably.
No, I don't think so. No, what are you going to do, fuck. Kill a fucking
either,
dog?
Either they would have put him
fucking,
somewhere.
If a dog bites a little kid, man, that dog gets
they
put
gets
down.
Put down, yeah.
Yeah, but they won't. They. I'm assuming they didn't kill the fucking monkey because or chimp or whatever because it was probably protected or something.
Yeah, know. If it's endangered, they wouldn't do fuck all about it. Yeah.
Every chimp is endangered if he's living in a city.
No, that's not the definition of endangered.
I'm pretty sure if you're a chimp, if you're the most valuable primate from that hockey movie, and you're in the city, you're considered
MVP?
An endangered species.
MVP was
yeah,
that
the
that
most
name?
Valuable primate.
What was the name of that fucking little gold Labrador? Fucking that skate Airbud.
Airbud. Yeah,
I dude, that movie is so
Airbud.
Sick.
Airbud was dope,
dude.
You never seen Airbud? What? Say it. That's a fucking look I've never seen on your face before in my life. Okay, you're deleting that.
No, you're keeping that in.
That's terrible. Sometimes Pierce drinks a little bit too much fucking Pepsi and he gets a little crazy. It's scary.
Guys, Pepsi. Dying.
I can't help it because I think it's really funny in my head.
And this, it turns out to be sadistic when it comes out. It's bad.
Yeah.
That was scary. That look on your face before you said that awful joke.
The only time I saw a look in your face when you asked me how to I tied a body in a tent at 2 a.m.
Okay, when we were out at your property there,
yeah,
when you were camping, we fucking rolled up on a guy, and it was like an encounter from Red Dead Redemption. This
it was
guy,
fucking weird.
It was weird.
Yeah, he started freaking about him, too.
Yeah.
No, so, okay.
We were driving the side-by-side, right?
Yeah, and down this dirt road.
Down this fucking road.
Bohunk Road.
And nobody's ever down this road because it's a couple of fields, right? That's it.
Literally lead to nowhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It leads to a field. Anyway, we're coming back up the hill, and I see this fucking dude just standing outside of
with his minivan.
Yeah, standing outside
it
of a minivan.
Like he was hiding
and I was like,
too.
What the fuck is this about? And Jake was going to drive by.
No, I wasn't.
You're like, let's cruise.
I asked, should I stop? And you said, yeah.
Yeah, so I hop out, and I'm like...
That doesn't mean I was going to drive by.
Seemed a little sus.
I had a spear. I had a homemade spear on me, though.
Well, what would be the problem if I just drove by? We would have saw that he was a fucking artist.
Yeah, but it, still, I like to talk to these people.
Pierce, you went all aggro on him. You got right out. Yeah. With these tiny sunglasses on. You got right in his fucking face. Bullied this poor nerdy
artist. Yeah, what are you doing here? He's like, oh, I just want to paint. I didn't think I'd hurt anybody
nice guy
out here. And Pierce is like,
nice guy.
Yo, this is my dad's property out here.
You were trying to be nice, but you came off as such a dick.
Yeah, this is my dad's property out here. This guy's like, oh, I didn't think I'd hurt anything. Like, I'm just going to sit on the side of the road and paint.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, no, you're not hurting anything. You sounded like you're fucking Hulk Hogan out there.
Yeah, and you're like, just so we know, we're camping right over there.
Why would you tell some stranger that you're just camping over there?
I don't know. My brain went full fucking chimpanzee.
Fuck, man. That was hilarious. Yeah. You know what he ripped his face off.
You know what the funniest part of that whole fucking weekend was? As we got ran into those bears, there's a fucking mama bear.
Two black bears.
Three. Mama bear and two cubs, like 150 feet from where we were sleeping. And fucking we peel back to the truck and fucking Pierce goes... He's like, man, honestly, I could probably kill one of those things with a ball peen hammer if I wanted to. And we're in the tent.
No, I said I could kill a coyote with a ball peen hammer.
A coyote. Yeah. And we hop in the tent, and there's a fucking, like, baby coyote crying. Yep, yep. And he's like, and he was like.
There was a lot of them.
No, there wasn't.
There was. You were fucking sleeping. How would you know?
Dude, and then, but I get up, and he's like. Dude, do you fucking hear that? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a fucking coyote. Chill out. They're not gonna do nothing. And he's like, well, man, what if they could fucking kill us? I'm like, where's your fucking ball peen hammer at? And he's like, dude, I was just trying to big dog.
Okay, but for real though, coyotes aren't shit, man. You could probably kick a coyote in the head and it
absolutely,
die.
But I was fucking scared. All right.
Hey, guy gets scared. Sometimes it happens. Sometimes guy drinks a fucking McDonald's Sprite and it screws with his head a little bit.
Yeah.
Sometimes those bubbles just go right to your brain. That's fine.
I had a little bit of a Spurgeon. It happens.
A little brain bubble. That's fine. Better than a brain fucking malfunction. Aneurysm? I wasn't going to go there, but you went there. It was an aneurysm.
Aneurysm. But we made it. Nothing ate us and we didn't die. So
you made it. You guys did good. Remember when I came to give you guys shit and I didn't have the shit you guys wanted?
You gave us fucking a pack of Spam, a different pack of ham and anchovies.
What the fuck?
And what he showed up with?
And, canned corned beef. I threw that in my neighbor's yard.
Why? That's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to eat the canned corned beef.
Dude, if you slice it up and
the guy that hates vegetables, here's canned corned beef.
Yeah.
I have a personal vendetta with Spam. Like, someone opens that shit, I can smell it like 400 feet away and I just throw up.
Yeah, but you never tried fried Spam.
Yo, dude, because I don't want to fucking kill myself.
I made Pierce try. It's great.
It's not that bad.
Dude, it's a very salty ham. Have you tried Spam?
No.
You should.
No, don't, man.
I'm not really a big fan.
Man, you eat hamburger soup and tortilla soup. That's fine.
That's not fucking Spam.
Didn't you eat tortilla soup?
Oh, it wasn't soup. It was just like a little bake thing or whatever.
I thought it was tortilla soup.
Well, yeah, but that's better than Spam.
How do you know? You've never tried it.
It's homemade hamburger soup, though. That's why.
Yeah.
Spam's fucking Hawaiian-made ham in a can.
I'm hopping on the Ben bandwagon right now.
No, I don't understand why you don't like. You've never tried it.
I don't know. To me, it just does not sound appealing. I've never tried it, so I can't say, but I don't know.
Try it with me one time.
I will try it.
Yeah, just try it. You'll be fine. Dude, when it's fried, it's so good. You put it in a good old-fashioned Hawaiian King Tuatua bun, I'm telling you, like, that'll get your rocks off, your volcanic rocks off. Pierce is sitting on the floor right now because he's using my drum stool as a chair.
Yeah, and he's stretching.
It sucks.
My back fucking's killing me, dude. You two are fucking lounging. I'm sitting on a wood dining chair for the past hour and a half. Pierce is on a fucking stool.
Well, I'm sorry, me and Ben own office chairs.
Where am I supposed to pull one out of to drive it with me every time I come?
Well, I don't know him.
You just cut in and out of that mic. So just
every time I come? Pierce is yelling at me from the floor. Pierce, find another chair, man. Philip, ride on the bike.
Come sit on my lap.
Yo, if you want a backrest, you can go up on the dining table and grab another one. But they, good. Just need a little stretch. Make sure you email us and shit, because we got a fucking fat stack of stickers in. I think we said this last week.
Yeah.
But if you email us, we would love to send some out to people.
Yeah.
Start slapping them on stop signs.
And start telling everyone you know about this fucking
podcast. Dude, 1,000 views per episode, and Pierce is staying.
And Pierce will show his penis That's live facts. On Twitch.
He will quit his job.
Yeah, he will.
I will not quit my job, but I will drive back here once a week.
Boom! There you, no.
I will get you a job now.
You can do a bi-weekly.
I don't need.
I can get you a job.
No. I have the perfect job at home, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
I think I might quit my
job. Not even fucking making $1 million a year on a podcast?
Yeah, come on.
That's different.
No, split four ways?
Yes, I would quit it for the podcast. That's it. Well, I wouldn't completely quit it, but I'd...
Guys, yes, you would. Guys, if we were making bank, we had real sponsors.
Oh, I'd still pick up
if we were.
Shots.
I mean,
the only real sponsor we've ever had on the show was Shitters Are Clogged.
Yeah, that's the most real sponsor we've ever had.
That
yeah,
is like, actually we actually got only we time. Got actually reached out to.
We no. got a real sponsor. I didn't realize that.
We actually have a real sponsor, though.
Was that it?
No, the audio department. Radio.
We do have a sponsor. You're right.
Yeah.
The what?
The audio department.
This fucking studio in Edmonton sponsored this. That's where all these mics came from.
Oh,
and the board
and the equipment.
Shouts out to the audio department.
Thank you,
Edmonton.
Yes. Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Give me free tickets to the Tool concert. Oh, apparently the chicken dance was recorded in that studio.
It was.
Wow.
The chicken dance.
The chicken dance.
Yeah, polka one.
So I had a dude come into the shop, and I just had to do a fucking fix on his vehicle or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, I forget what he did. I don't know if he was like executive producer or something like that. He was an executive producer for like Kiss and like Motley Crue.
Huh.
And like shit like that. And he's like, we're all talking to him. And I forget his fucking name, but like, fucking he seemed like a real dude, man. And he was driving like a fucking $150,000 truck, pulling like a $200,000 camper.
Yeah.
He was a real guy.
Yeah. And he was like, fuck, boys. He's like, we got all of our names and shit. And he gave us his card. He's like, if there's any concerts that are fucking in town that like I'm fucking like running, he's like, I'll come drop you boys off tickets.
Yeah.
Or like in fucking just north or south city too.
Yeah.
That was a fucking good night.
That was pretty fun, eh?
Yeah, I slept sitting upright because Zach stole my fucking couch.
I was on there first.
Are you high?
And I brought chips.
You stole chips from the cupboard. I was on that couch first. I watched you take chips from the cupboard in our friend Lorenzo's house, bring them to me, and then you went and stretched out on the couch and made me sleep in the corner.
I sat standing up, but then I ended up putting my head on your shoulder, and I went to bed.
But
he kissed me when I was sleeping.
I kissed him on the head, dude.
What if we kissed on the...
what if
we
kissed on Lorenzo's chair?
No, what if we kissed on the fucking... The thing. The
Bucharest?
Yeah, the Buckaris.
The Bucharest RH400? The fucking fat excavator? That's our fat fucking stacks of fucking stickers.
You want to hear our fat stacks of stickers?
And that's just one stack.
Here's another stack.
That one's fat. This one's a little tight, though.
Here's a tighty.
Woo! Now,
that's three stacks.
I was stressing about the podcast, I'll be honest, this whole week. And I looked at those stickers and I said, we got these made and there's no fucking way we're backing down now because we're in it now.
Yeah, we're in it to win.
Like, our balls are stapled to the wall.
Actually, I'm going to need another one of those.
There's no getting out.
I got to put one on my truck.
Ben! We don't have that many.
We only have 100 of each.
I want to take a few more than that because I'm going to fucking slap them in funny places, too.
Dude, slap them everywhere.
I'm going to put them at my work.
Hey, young Goob, I hope you like your stickers, you fucking dick. Thanks for emailing this week.
Yeah, he did send us a DM, though, and he put it on his guitar, and it's pretty cool.
Young Goob, I take back my statement. I rescind my statement. Yeah. All right, Ben. Well, we're bidding Ben adieu. Oh. But we're gonna keep fucking boozing. I don't care.
See you, fellas, in 5 months.
Bye.
Well, that's Ben gone. Ben's dead.
He's dead.
Ben died.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peaches.
Ripping pepperoni.
I never do this.
Ever.
So I got drunk on the weekend. And I went out golfing, and I was fucking torqued up. So I thought it'd be a smart move to slide in a bunch of chicks' DMs.
Oh, yes. Is this what you were going to tell us out by the truck?
No.
You still have to tell that story, though. You said you had to get warmed up first.
After this. So I slid in, like, six chicks' DMs.
Okay. That
like,
we know?
Like, local.
Oh, no, no.
Fucking no. Hammered.
Man. Yes. Okay. Can you please tell me?
After. Okay. And they all know each other.
No. Was it the hot girlfriend group?
Not like that. Like, I'll tell you after. And I messaged them all. I messaged them all when I was golfing and I was fucking hammered. So we're on our way out to the lake. Ben was driving because I obviously couldn't.
Yeah.
I didn't get an answer in any of my DMs. It was like 5 hours. So I deleted all my DMs and I didn't know what I fucking said.
Oh, no.
So the next day, half of them are to be like, I got one from one chick and she said, like, yes, I'd love to.
Oh, and, no. Did you?
And you don't know what you proposed to her.
Did you ask her what you said, though?
Just wait.
Okay.
And then I didn't get an answer from two still. But the other one's like, yeah, we could probably sometime. And then the one that I got was like, didn't you message my three other friends the exact same thing?
And you said screenshot it and send it.
Yeah, I'd be like, you're lying. Let's see
these DMs, man.
But
that is
I deleted everything. But I found out. Apparently, I was super nice because I asked one. One was, but apparently all I said to her was, I was like, hey, I haven't seen you in quite a while. I was just wondering if he'd like to go get coffee sometime.
That sounds like the start of a pyramid scheme conversation.
It does.
But like, no.
Zach was selling MLM.
Yeah.
But the third chick is like, yo, didn't you message like fucking three of my friends the same thing? But yeah, no, I felt super stupid.
I'm in a silly mood tonight.
You're goofy goober.
I'm fucking more silly than I've ever been on this podcast ever. And I think it's noticeable. And it's 9 p.m. and I'm still silly.
I know. I want to go to bed.
And I had a long fucking day.
I got to take fucking Finny for another walk. Yeah.
We'll have some nice ambient music while we're waiting for Pierce. Wrong song. And I'm mad. I'm pissed off about it. Here we go. We're just gonna be listening to this. As we're waiting for Pierce, chilling.
Guys vibing.
I'm having a blast right now.
Just guys being dudes.
We're chilling.
Guys chilling.
Man, if we get struck for this music, I don't even care.
Let it happen.
I don't know who's going to strike us. Sega? Is this by Sega?
Don't say that. They'll figure it out.
Oh. I could fuck to this music.
I couldn't.
You couldn't?
Imagine. I have a full-out fucking playlist,
imagine
bro.
Imagine if you had a bunch of sexy music on, and then you swapped.
You rolled up.
The song changed, and this song came on. Or something like the fucking Terminator 2 intro. Or the fucking soundtrack from The Predator or something.
Jesus.
Just something dumb comes on while you're fucking. That'd be hilarious.
I got a full-out specific fucking playlist, bro.
Who's on it?
Who's on it?
Yeah, like what artists?
It's lots of like real just chill music.
Like Otis Redding?
No.
That's some sexy music. Cigarettes and Coffee?
Dude, fucking some Marvin Gaye and shit.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Marvin Gaye's good music. Even like Mac Miller's newest album. It's lots of just calming music. And then if I just want to fuck some fucking crazy music, bro.
Usually when I'm fucking, I'll throw on Eye of the Beholder by Metallica. Holy shit.
You come your pants just listening to that song.
That would just be the most aggressive
fuck. Finn, you stay. Why'd I say that into the mic? Yeah. Finn, come here.
He's good.
Is Pierce there?
Yeah. Lock it. I'm having a fucking blast right now. We're having a good time. We haven't even done the drunk episode yet.
No, I know. Is this number 10?
This is number 9. 9. So number 10 is going to be a fucking big one. Hey. Chill out, Finn. Chill out.
Not new.
Ow. Finn, give him the nut needle.
Finn, don't jump.
Finn, come here, bud.
I sit? Thought you in my gooch? Fuck, I almost fell.
Hey, be good, Finn.
My lights are flickering again.
Ugh. You like that shit?
That's me. We were just vibing with some music, man.
Oh, this is start of episode 2.
Sure, we can. Yeah, sure.
What?
When the music cuts in, that'll be the start of episode 2. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know if I can do another full episode, boys.
No. We'll cut somewhere in the middle.
We're already at 2 hours.
No.
Yep.
What are we at?
157.
Woo! We'll go for a little while longer. Is that okay?
Yeah, like 15, 20 probably.
Sure. Cooking.
The boys are stirring the pot.
My fucking light is flickering in the corner again.
What was that story that you were going to say?
I don't know if I want this on the podcast.
What? Why not?
I'll tell you guys the story, and then I'll decide afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
So do you guys get super horny when you guys are fucking hungover? Or is it just me?
Not really, I don't think. I don't know.
Hang on. Okay, wait. Horny when you sleep?
No, when you wake up hungover.
No, what I'm worried about is living.
I get super...
Yeah, I'm worried about not puking.
I get super horny when I'm hungover. Like, I just want to fuck something. I want to fuck something! And...
Wait, does this involve Finn?
Maybe. So
I turned on the classy music. Is this the classy corner?
Classy corner.
So fucking that is like really feeling it on Sunday.
This past Sunday?
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that when we woke up at Lorenzo's cabin?
Yeah.
I woke up with you.
And we went back to town. No, not like in the morning, but like later in the afternoon. And I'm like, fuck, dude, I need to rub them out.
Once you're alone with your thoughts.
Yeah, when I was back home in bed, I'm like, dude, I need to rub it out hard. And I couldn't eat. Or I decided I wanted to eat, so I went back to town. Decided to make a stop.
What?
You stopped at the fucking sex store.
Yeah.
Shut up. You
bought a fucking pocket pussy, bro.
You did. While you were hungover, you bought a pocket
pussy. I was so horny. I'm like, I need to fuck something.
I can't believe it. You went through great lengths while hungover to get a pocket pussy. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Commendable.
I went rounds, bro.
You still have it? Or did you just fucking toss it?
Are you kidding me? Of course I got it.
How much did you pay for one of those?
They're expensive, man.
How much?
Throw it on the table. Let's see.
No, it's dripping still.
No, I cleaned it.
He pressure washed it out.
They're like $100.
That is insane.
Wow.
That's fucking scary. $100.
Didn't buy extras for the boys either. Just selfish.
You didn't even buy a fucking 10 pack?
I thought we had. Dude, they're not reusable.
They aren't reusable?
They are reusable.
They are reusable.
Oh, I thought these things were disposable. I thought once you fucked it enough times, it just.
No, it's made out of silicone. Like, it'll last forever.
It's made out of porcelain, like a toilet. Yeah. It's just fucking 20 pounds.
Yeah. It's just hard.
How was it, though?
Dude, it's good, man. What
porn star was it modeled after?
Fuck. I got the box, though. I have to go check.
August Ames.
Nope.
She died, I think.
Guy didn't get a Riley Reid one.
Yeah, dude, what the fuck?
They were like, they didn't sell them there. Dude, I gotta fucking fix my balls thinking about this.
Pierce, oh, man, you know what we didn't do?
What?
We didn't go to the fucking comic book store while you were here.
No, we didn't.
I'm actually sad that you're leaving.
Me too.
It's fucking sad.
Not really. I'm excited now.
Why?
I don't know. I get excited to go home.
So I think I'm going to email Travis Scott and ask to be his ghostwriter.
You should.
Sounds like a plan.
He said, he posted out. He's like, I need fucking a ghostwriter to write more music.
Really?
His last album was straight ghostwriting.
He publicly said he needed a ghostwriter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's nothing wrong with using a ghostwriter.
Look at Drake, man. Drake and Travis Scott got ghostwriters. Both got ghostwriters.
I think I hold it against people.
It's the same guy, man. Oh, Sahai the Prince, shout out to you, my man.
I've never heard of that.
That dude's a fucking legend, man. He writes ghostwriters for Kanye, too.
Kanye doesn't have a ghostwriter.
Yeah, no, he did in certain songs, he must have
used to, but his last album?
Yeah, no one could have fucking wrote that if they wanted to.
You telling me on College Dropout he had a fucking ghostwriter?
Oh, College Dropout's one of the best hip-hop albums of all time.
He did not have a ghostwriter on that.
You're telling me Father Stretch These Hands was ghostwritten?
Telling me No More Parties in L.A. is ghostwritten?
Yeah, it is.
No, bullshit. That's not ghostwritten.
Yep.
No, it's not.
Yep.
That's a very personal song to him. It was not ghostwritten. It couldn't be.
The Source.
Is Kanye, this like a 10-hour loop that you have
Kanye
on?
West admits to using... Ow, dude, you're under my legs. Kanye admits to using ghostwriters.
On what songs? I want to know.
We should just bump some lo-fi.
Violent hip-hop. Crimes...
Jake, I found something that you would be interested in for sleeping.
Yeah.
I found it on YouTube yesterday. It's a 12-hour continuous of like an old like boat creaking.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Yeah. I listened to that.
And I was listening to it and I was like, man, I could fall asleep to this.
Dude, I would love that. I was sitting there on my phone listening to that.
You know what my dream is? Mm. To own like one of those big
pirate ship?
No, like one of those big yachts that you can actually go like across the Atlantic in.
Like a 200-foot yacht?
Yeah, like one of those big boys, you know, that's rated for open ocean.
Yeah.
And just live on that.
I would love to as well, except it costs like $300 million.
A guy named Ryan Fest said, I've written have dreams, for all of Kanye's albums with the exception of the 808s and Heartbreaks. Yeah.
There
are a lot of songs that my name isn't on at all. Yeah. Ryan Fest.
I mean, anyone can just say, I can say that I ghost
wrote. On fact.
Ghost wrote for
fact
fucking.
Mod.
I could say that I ghost wrote for Kanye. I ghost wrote for Kanye.
Congrats.
Thank you. Most of his music.
Did you make bands?
No. He didn't pay me a single dollar. I'm still waiting for it.
That makes sense.
He offered me to come to the listening party of Yandy in Cody, Wisconsin, where he lives.
Wow.
I hope everybody's fucking as vibed out as we are right now.
We're just chilling. This is kind of like we're having a cool down fireside chats episode.
Yeah, this is just mood. It's a big vibe in here right now.
I don't mind having music in the background, though.
I'm going to start doing
this. I actually kind of like it.
It's nice.
We need to have like our like copyright free music, though.
Pretty sure this is copyright free.
Probably.
Claire de Lune. I'll be honest, I came out of the gate like firing on all cylinders. I came out hot.
Yeah.
Boys are just vibing though.
And now I'm cooling off. But I was in it. In it totally. When we were even in the car getting fucking food.
Do you have any stories, Jake?
I wrote down. I have to exit out of the music to do this.
Oh, you don't have YouTube Premium?
No, I don't. Okay, I'm going to read this quick and put the music back on. So I was at a job site and didn't go through. They drilled, a bunch of water went in the hole, whatever. So this guy from this company, I was talking to him. Big New Yorker, this guy.
New York.
Straight from
the Bronx.
He was from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. You can guarantee he's from Bay Ridge, Brooklyn.
Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. You're from Brooklyn?
Hey, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. Fucking me, 14 years old. Okay, but, and this guy said,
you from Brooklyn? Hey,
the kid from, what is it? The kid from Brooklyn.com. Quaaludes. Did you see that video? That
what
guy?
The fuck is that?
It's an old YouTube video. It's so good. Anyway,
a Yankee with no brim.
It's in the same realm. So this guy, we were waiting for this fucking trucker to show up with this drilling rig. And he was so late.
Yeah.
So fucking late. And he's like,
classic.
How late was he?
At least 2 hours late. And it fucked us in the ass. So waiting for this fucking guy, and this dude, Steve, turns to me, and he's like, hey, you know why God created trucks? I was like, no. He's like, because he knew that fucking stupid motherfuckers would need something to do all day long. And that is the most fucking true thing I've ever heard.
Because stupid motherfuckers need something to do all day.
Jake, you love trucks.
I do love big rigs. I fucking hate it, but I love big rigs.
I love big rigs, too.
But, and another thing, I was in the same town, same day, actually. I went through McDonald's drive-thru. And you know what? McDonald's is on the fucking list now because of what they did to me. I was in the drive-thru.
Walkbox isn't on the list after today.
Walkbox is on the list. Tim Hortons is still on the fucking list. And McDonald's is now on the list because...
Walkbox is on the list from today?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that was terrible.
He had fucking frozen cheese.
I had frozen cheese in my poutine.
Shut up.
Frozen, like not even cold, just actually frozen. Anyway, so we're in the McDonald's. I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru getting fucking food. And I'm sitting there and... I have my window down, as you do in a drive-thru, and guess what's happening in my fucking vehicle?
Bum fight.
It's raining in my vehicle.
Oh.
Because they have their fucking sprinklers on.
Oh, yeah.
And the sprinkler's going right in my truck ordering. So they're on the fucking list.
Just for that.
Yeah, fuck, you still throwing the Brooklyn accent.
They're
sometimes.
On the fucking list.
They're on the fucking list.
Hey.
McDonald's.
Donnie M's. You're on the list.
You're on the fucking list.
You're on the list. The kid from Brooklyn.com.
The kid from Brooklyn.com.
If anybody listens to this and they're like, that's racist, they're not from New York.
We are from New York. Sorry.
Hey, I'm a character actor.
We want to be you.
I am.
You guys. I met a guy.
You guys, I am from New York.
I met a guy.
I'm the only one here who's actually from New York.
Yeah, Zach is secretly from New York.
I'm from New York. I'm from fucking Queens.
Zach is a fucking... I'm not going to say it. No, I was going to say... Which is a slur. Zach's a fucking... Zach's an Italian.
You fucking watch what you're saying. You know where I'm fucking from?
You're from...
You know where I'm fucking from?
You're from... You're from Upper East Side, New York, which is the preppy side, which means you're a fucking foreigner living in New York. That's where you're from.
Hey, I'm from the fucking hood, man.
No, you're not. You're
from the fucking hood.
You're from the Upper East Side.
You're from the Bronx.
You're from the Upper East Side. You live in a fucking townhouse. You're Canadian.
You ever watch fucking Goodfellas?
Yeah.
That's me.
That's in Cleveland.
No, I'm mafioso, man. I'm mafioso.
More like mafioso.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, I was watching a fucking documentary on Netflix called Fear City, and there's a guy on there that said, in the mafia, whatever, we'll come to your door, and if you refuse fucking security and help from us, we're going to have to come see you in a different way, he said. Yeah. And that is the most baller thing ever fucking said. I'm going to come see you in a different way, he said.
So you don't want to help? I'm telling you right now. I'm going to have to come see you in a different way.
In a different way.
You ain't going to like the way that I'm going to come see you.
He said, I'm going to have to come see you in a different way.
Shout out to the Iceman.
And that was, I mean, he was Polish, but.
But dude, where'd he live?
He lived in New York.
I'm from New York!
Anyway.
He wasn't from there.
Shut up.
He was from my city.
Can you not bite my penis again, please? Stop!
He's trying to bite your saggy nuts.
Please stop. No, don't.
They're hanging out your shorts, so why not?
He'll run upstairs before you even notice.
No. Go lay down.
Why's the dog on the table?
Hey, Luigi. Okay, go lay down.
The dog's always on the table.
What the fuck are we doing?
I don't know.
I told you, we're 14 years old. Okay, now you're being
I got
boy.
The...
Stop.
I got the best accents
Please
you can
stop.
Ever think of.
Please stop. Please
yeah,
stop.
Give me another one.
All right, ma. I'm actually from Dublin, Ireland originally.
show me your accent when you fucking told those chicks you were from Ireland.
That was it.
All right, ma. I'm actually.
All right, ma. That was it. That was the one he was using.
You. You telling me.
Zach's a character actor.
Yeah. All right, ma.
Zach's a method
you walk
actor.
In. You walk in to a fucking bar. You never met me in your entire fucking life. All of a sudden, you're going to say that I'm not fucking Irish.
That's just Conor McGregor.
Where is he from? Where is Conor McGregor from? Yeah,
but that's not... That's just... You're just doing a Conor McGregor impression. You're not just doing an Irish guy impression.
But where is he fucking from?
He's from fucking... He's from fucking Regina, Saskatchewan.
All right, so what am I, man? Because I could give regardless of fucks of anybody here that shit. I'm the money fighting the mail here.
I'm taking my headphones off.
This is actually not that bad.
I'm taking my headphones off.
Like, I'm impressed.
I was in the bar in Edmonton when I lived in Edmonton with a buddy.
I'm from Edmonton.
Edmonton. When I was blacked out, I fucking just always throw my Irish accent on. And some dude walks in the bar, and he had an actual Irish accent. And he was like, all right, man, stop fucking faking it. I'm like, what? He's like, stop fucking faking it, man. I'm like, I'm actually from Dublin, Ireland, man. And he's like, no, man, you're not. And my buddy, who is from...
I can't believe he could figure that out. Well, I guess.
Well, you can hear it.
Yeah.
If you're from somewhere,
yeah,
you can hear it.
But, like, I don't know, man.
But like, there's, like, a dialect that they use that we wouldn't pick up on, right?
No. The way your tongue works.
Like, how they force... Or how they pronunciate English.
But, like, dude.
Yeah, you got it.
Dialect.
They speak English.
Well, yeah. Dialect is like a certain way of speaking.
Yeah, too. Yeah. No, like there's different parts of the countries that have.
Yeah, like I'm sure we have a regional dialect to somebody listening somewhere else.
No, totally do.
I went down to like, I forget where I was playing. I was playing soccer in like Seattle or something.
Yeah.
And like everyone's like, dude, where are you from? I'm like, Saskatchewan?
And they're like, we can say we're from Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan. No, like that's what I said. I'm like, I'm from Saskatchewan. They're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah. They're like, oh, you got a fucking accent.
Yeah.
I'm like,
we all do.
No, but like talking to those people, like even if I go, when I went to Alberta, people said I had an accent.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, you guys sound the exact same to me. Like,
dude, when
it's not like the Saskatchewan accent is weird, right? It's just kind of like the quips that you guys use.
It's kind of slurry too. It's a little bit slurry. We slur.
Well, it's like listening to somebody from Newfoundland.
It's also kind of lazy southern speak, too. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry to interject. Also, me and my dad were down in Florida. Actually, yeah. Our whole family's down in Florida. Me and my dad are at this restaurant. We're sitting outside. We're like one of the only people there. And we're sitting there, and we have this waitress the whole time, and she's serving us, whatever, doing what a waitress does, I guess, waitress a table.
Things, yeah.
She's waitressing a table.
She's waiting a table.
She's waiting a table. And at the end of the fucking meal, whatever, me and my dad are sitting there. It's like midday. Me and my dad are fucking drinking, having a good time. And, like, we're talking. Like, me and my dad always have a lot to say to each other. So we're talking. At the end, my dad's paying because I'm not going to fucking pay. If me and my dad are going out to eat somewhere, he's paying. when we eat somewhere together, he's paying. I don't care.
That's facts, though.
Exactly. I'm not paying. But it's the opposite with my mom. But anyway, so, and this girl, she's like maybe mid-20s. She's like, so what part of Ireland are you guys from? Me and my dad both look at each other. We're like, Canada? And she's like, oh, it's weird. And me and my dad
I've
are
never
like,
heard of that.
No, me and my dad are like,
Ireland.
When we speak normally, we probably sound like a lot of things, but that's not Irish.
No.
So I think maybe she's just a little confused.
But like, honestly, people like from Ontario have like a very specific accent.
From Ontario have the Canadian accent.
Yeah, they talk like real Canadians.
They sound like what people know as Canadians.
All right,
because people in America think that Toronto is the only place in Canada.
So
that's true. Or Quebec.
I was at a gas station today. And
big ups to gas station.
Big ups gas station. And there's these two chicks in there. One's working and one's like buying shit, right?
Nice two titties.
Fuck yeah. Man. So
four of them?
There's just two.
Two.
No, four titties.
Oh yeah.
Well, maybe one lost one. Maybe.
Yeah, you never know.
Well,
maybe anyway, a general.
We'll just go with four.
Anyway, I grab what I'm grabbing and I go to pay and she's still talking to this chick like I'm not even there, right?
Wait, they're both working there?
No, one's working there and one's like buying shit.
Oh, okay.
And the one working there was not paying any attention to me. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I was like, whatever, it doesn't really matter to me. And then she goes, is that your old man out there in the white? And I thought she was talking to me for a second. Then I was like, no, that doesn't make any sense. And the other chick goes, yeah. And she's like, he looks like a tampon. And they both start laughing. The hardest I've fucking heard people laugh before. Because this guy was wearing all white.
That's nice. That's a playa move.
I mean, if you're wearing all white, you deserve to get made fun of.
all white driving a minivan?
Beano all the time.
Yeah, Beano used to wear all white all the time. I wouldn't make fun of him. But if you're wearing
He's a fucking unit.
No, but also he wore it to like dances as a joke and then he'd.
Yeah, he can get away with it too because he's a fucking funny.
He's like 6'5" too.
And he's a funny dude. Though.
Yeah. But if you're.
Hopping the splits and shit.
We used to make fun of this fucking guy. He used to come to this highway job we were working at. And his name is Bob, and he wore these bright white pants to a fucking job site. And he was like an inspector. Yeah. He used to say, Bobby White Pants is in the building, baby. Bobby White Pants.
That's awesome.
And he would come in, and there was also Autistic Tom, because Tom would always blink every 5 seconds like this.
Yeah.
And he was an inspector. And he told us to go really far over budget so we could teach the government a lesson. Anyway, so that's besides the fact. A lot of interesting dudes on these job sites.
There was this.
Oh, yeah.
So my dad would go golfing in like Jasper every year.
Your dad, Michael Jordan?
Yeah. The Michael Jordan.
Big golfer.
Number 23.
Anyway. And number 45.
So he would go golfing in Jasper at this Oilman's every year, right?
Oil what?
Oilman's.
What the fuck is that?
Just a bunch of.
Oilmen.
Oil dudes. Golfing.
Oilmen's?
Oilmen's.
Just guys being dudes.
Oilers.
No. Oil industry men.
Okay, like road builders.
Like the Edmonton Oilers? Like the NHL team?
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway, Connor both McStudley? Of you, fuck off.
Was McDavid there?
Was Drysdale there?
Oh, my God.
Jordan Hawkins.
So
Aginla?
Aginla is Calgary. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm from Brooklyn.
Hey.
I'm here for the Islanders.
Yay.
Okay.
Giuseppe is my son.
So there's a guy wearing these bright yellow, like canary yellow pants. And my dad was like, takes pictures all the time, right? He likes taking pictures. He has a picture of this fucking dude with a shit stain all the way down those yellow pants.
Shut up.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And he wore those all day. And people were like, you know, you got like a shit stain.
Was he just loaded?
Was it an actual shit stain?
Yes. And he didn't care. He was like, yeah, that's fine.
He shit himself?
He shit himself.
Was he loaded?
Oh, yeah.
Was he old?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's sad, though.
I find people shitting
themselves. No, he wasn't that old.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, he's not, like, diapers old. He's, like, he would have been, like, 60.
But if you roll up on a guy and you see him shit his pants, like, obviously you're going to be like, hey, man, I don't want to fucking stress you out. But, like, I think you fucking.
But the power move of that was so big because, like, maybe he did that on purpose just to fuck with people.
I feel like,
you know?
I feel like, yeah.
Oh, that's a big dick swinging move. If he actually did, he's like, yo, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, I stink. Yeah. So what?
That's a fucking gangster move.
Yeah,
yeah, it's kind of
like it literally looked like skid marked underwears, except on
these
fucking canary yellow pants.
Yo, dude, the balls to even wear canary yellow pants.
Yeah.
Let alone shit your pants in canary yellow pants and wear them. For an 18.
Canary in the coal mine, baby. That guy's dope.
Boys out on the links.
Honestly, that guy's kind of my dad.
I just shit my pants.
My dad won that golf tournament that year.
What did he win, though?
A trophy.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Man, if I'm winning at golf, I want something like good, not just a trophy.
Yeah.
It's not the PGA. It's a bunch of dudes. Dudes being guys.
Dude, even people
guys,
around here, when they win like Memorial golf tournaments, they get fucking money and like prizes.
Oh yeah, you win something.
Yeah.
New golf bag and a bunch of shit.
I know my dad won a TV one time in it wasn't a silent auction, it was a raffle at a golf tournament.
Oh.
Weird. Like he didn't bid on it, he just won this fucking TV and people were so mad.
Why?
Because my dad won the TV. And he donated the TV.
Oh.
He donates the TV and then wins it.
Oh, really?
He was like, I don't even want it.
I remember my brother used to play hockey, and they used to have like little fucking raffles and shit at hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my mom's like, go buy yourself a ticket for the little raffle.
He just smoked his head on my bike so hard.
He's like,
fine.
My mom's like, go buy a ticket for the little raffle. I'm like, okay. So I fucking go buy my tickets and shit.
Yeah.
And
shit.
I had to go home with my dad. Yeah. So I gave my brother my tickets because he got out of the rink.
Yeah.
And it was a tournament or whatever.
Round robin, baby.
Yeah. So my brother won like fucking like 500 packs of hockey cards. And I used to love hockey cards.
Oh, off of your ticket.
Off my tickets. And he kept them.
Oh, yeah. Scumbag.
He's like, oh, dude, they were on my tickets. I'm like, dude, what number was it? And I wrote all my numbers down because I was a little fucking autistic child. And I fucking had all my numbers, and he went off my number. He's like, I'm keeping all of them.
Stop, Finn.
I got them all now, though, so joke's on him.
Joke's on him. He got his hockey cards.
I was at a fucking convention with my dad, and actually my whole family in Arizona, and there was a fucking Elvis impersonator doing a fucking auction. And this is when the dope fucking iPod came out with the silver back and the black front. I think this is like 2004.
Like the Touch?
No. It was like old, like the old fucking Nano, like, the black one with the silver back.
Oh, yeah. I remember when the Shuffles came out.
It was like this big, though. But this dude's auctioning them off. And we're just sitting there, and like everyone's putting up their hands, and I just put up my hand. My dad's like, what are you doing? I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. And he's like, now we're going to get that. And we didn't end up getting it. My mom's like, he just wanted to put his hand up. And my dad's like, you shouldn't be doing that. I don't want to pay for an iPod Nano.
Dude, I remember we were working down south, and there was like the fucking yearly dance. That was going
yearly dance.
They had a dance in that
big barn burner at the fucking curling rink kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And fucking, we were all hammered up. We had all had the next day off. We worked for like fucking whatever. Max day was straight, and we had the next day off.
Yeah.
And fucking, they had a fucking auction halfway through. The guys playing the band were from that city, and they got like second place at Canadian Idol too.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but
so that's like 50th in American.
Yeah.
Conversion rate.
Yeah. But they were auctioning off a Rough Rider jersey.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was signed. And dude, the guy that was bidding, that was with us, he fucking was so hammered. And he was just pulling the Dave Hesters on him. Just yep.
Stop.
As soon as someone would bid, yeah, he'd be like, yep.
Okay, I'm
fucking
sorry.
Up to like $600 for a fucking Rough Rider jersey. And he's standing right like 2 feet in front of the fucking stage.
Ow. Yeah.
And he was just, yup,
screaming at this dude.
He was blacked out. And he comes back and it was still going on. He's like, dude, what do we have for money? And he's like, $600. And he's like, dude, I don't got that kind of cash on him. He's like, anybody got cash on him? And it was still going on, and someone ended up bidding like $605, and he didn't get it, but it was fucking awesome.
Thank God, hey?
Oh, it was so funny, though. He's just, yep, fucking right in front of the stage. Just him and one other dude. Like, obviously, it was another tradesman of some sort that's also blacked out, but it's fucking awesome.
That entire time you're telling that story, I was being fucking attacked. I still am. Stop it. Right. I mean, he's attacking me.
I think I might end it here, boys.
I'm being attacked.
I should take him out, and I want to go to bed. So
please stop.
We're dropping by the ones. All right, fellas.
All right.
It was an honor.
That was Zach.
That was Zach out. It
was me.
Zach's out.
I'm out.
We can make it if we try, just the two of us. It's a vibe song.
It is a good song. Yeah. I would play it, but we'll get fucking struck out the ass. I mean, nobody really fucking listens to this.
But then again, are we going to get striked if we don't make money off of it?
Yeah, no, for real, though. Zach's still singing that same Alan Jackson song.
It never gets old.
It never gets old. I saw the other day that there was a guy going for the world record podcast. And it was, he did like over 50 hours straight.
World record for length.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It like over 50 hours.
Because he would have to have somebody like bring him food and shit, right?
Yeah.
Because if you stop for too long, then you're not really podcasting anymore.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be constantly talking.
Yeah. Fuck, that would be terrible doing it alone.
No, he was doing it with his buddy.
Oh, well, that's better.
Yeah, but still, how often do you want to spend 56 hours straight with a guy?
That's fair.
Without sleeping.
You have to, like, shift change.
Fuck, that would suck. I think that'd be just awful.
I imagine that podcast got pretty boring eventually.
Yeah, just like this one now.
Come on.
I'm just kidding.
Fireside chats.
Yeah, this is the fireside chat.
See, if you guys sent us some emails and shit, then we could like read stuff off like that right now. Just kind of mull over the theories of everything.
But we're chilling.
We are chilling.
We're listening to some classical.
We be chilling.
Claire de Lune. And it's fucking great. It's by Debussy. Debussy.
Debussy.
I think I know who that is, but I've just found a Beethoven Furelis Clutch Dubstep Trap Remix.
That's probably fucking weird.
You want to hear it?
Yes. So this is like the most known Beethoven.
I think this is the most known fucking piano song in the world.
Absolutely. Like if you're like a good piano player, this is the one you pull out of your fucking hat all the time.
Yeah, totally.
That's why I wish I could play piano, you know. I plan on learning at some point. I plan on doing a lot of things though.
Oh. Whoa! Here we go. Vibes. Hang on. Speaking of pilot license, I have Microsoft Flight Simulator playing this whole time. Anyway. You ready for this fucking drop, dude?
It's going to be huge.
I mean, this isn't even Fear Elise anymore. This is a different song. All right, that's where I'm going to stop that because that's just disrespectful to fucking Beethoven.
It wasn't terrific. Sorry, guy, but we're Anthony Fantano now and we're going to review your shit.
Yeah, that was terrible. I'm just going to throw on, you know what? Let's transport ourselves. We are currently on a ship now.
Oh, here we go. This is what I was talking about.
I know, it's great.
Could you not sleep to this? Like, does this not sound so peaceful?
No, I would sleep to this.
Absolutely.
Because I love being on the sea, but I hate the sea.
Do you ever listen to, like, stories, like, while you fall asleep?
I usually throw on fucking something by some fucking comedian, like a Norm MacDonald compilation. I'm pretty sure I've listened to the same 10-hour long, not 10 hours, like a 3-hour long Norm MacDonald compilation for the past 4 years.
I usually throw on, like, because I really like the SCP Foundation.
Oh, that's so fucking 16-year-old girl of you.
What?
That's like such a 16-year-old girl thing.
Do you know what the SCP Foundation is?
Yeah, it's like edgy fucking, like, creepypasta shit.
No, it's like, it's basically like, imagine if there was like a shadow government that held a bunch of like crazy conspiracies kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually really good. It's not edgy 16-year-old girl shit. I think
some of it is.
No, it's not. There's not like weird vampire shit. There's like a ton of fucking like lore to it and stuff. Like, yeah, it's probably all written by fucking neckbeards, but.
Yeah, well.
It's good, though. So I listened to this SCP podcast, and they kind of, like, go over the stories and stuff, and it's really good. That's what I listen to.
Me and Pierce are chilling on a Thursday night, listening to ship
ship creaking.
Ship creaking. And there's nowhere I'd rather be. This is such a fucking, you know, this isn't very entertaining, but we're speaking and we're vibing, and we're kind of talking about what we want to talk about right now, which isn't much, to be honest.
I hope you guys like the ambiance. You know what we should make?
Eh.
A podcast to sleep to where we just talk like really softly about like nothing.
Like this. Just talk real softly.
Just talk real softly.
The other day, I almost shit myself because I ate too much Donair the night before.
Man, that Donair does some damage.
I get the same Donair every time with extra meat and sauce, whatever. Like, it fucking. Kudos to the
I
fucking.
I feel like sick for like 2 days after it.
Oh,
but I still
so
want to eat it.
Oh, it's so good.
Like, it's worth it.
And our local Donair shop, he just.
Such fucking, a nice dude, too.
He's so nice, and he just knocks out of the fucking park every time. And it pisses me off because every time I go back there, I just get sucked back into his fucking charm. And he makes me feel like shit later, but it's so good. And it pisses me off. But it's awesome.
Oh, it's unreal.
I love that, man.
When I was going to move the car there, every step I took, I farted.
That's fucking awesome.
Fuck.
You're gassy boy.
Gassy boy sometimes, you know?
Anyway, yeah, I bought shoes. I have a shoe addiction. It's crippling, but that's what it is.
That happens. We're all addicted to something.
It is what it is. I'd rather be addicted to shoes than fucking crack.
That's true.
Or fucking, like, I don't know, some of those weird addictions where people eat bricks.
or people that eat like paper full time, or like
honestly, paper wouldn't do as much damage to you as like a sponge or like a brick would.
The
do.
Thing is, the like the human body doesn't actually have the enzymes to digest paper.
It doesn't just dissolve in your stomach.
Oh, kind of, but it doesn't like digest into energy, right? Because yeah. we're not made to eat tree.
I guess, which is fucking bullshit because we should be able to eat a tree because there's so fucking many of them.
It's true. It would solve world hunger.
I mean, also, we'd probably run out of trees like left and right, but.
No, man. Oh, did you hear BC's on fire again?
Of course. California's on fire again. I'm sure Vegas is. Or fucking Vegas. I'm sure Australia is going to start on fire again.
Vegas can't light on fire because there's nothing to burn.
Except for fucking sand.
Sand fire.
That's what we call the Nevada Atomic Test Site.
This is the chill podcast to sleep to. We steal people's chill sleep music, and then we sometimes talk over it. We don't talk about anything much. We just kind of vibe, you know. If you want to vibe with us. You know what's something we never did? I don't think we're big enough to do it, but something that every podcast does? What? Fucking Patreon.
Yeah, fuck. Well,
we don't have enough content to even make it worth anybody's while.
What's been going on lately? We got fucking riots in Lebanon over their government. Their government stepped down. We got an election coming up. Joe Biden is going insane.
Yeah.
Picked Kamala Harris as his running mate, which, I mean, apparently, she fucking used to send people to jail for having fucking a joint on them she, for like 30 years.
She also openly talked shit about him, apparently.
About who?
Joe Biden. Joe Biden?
Yeah, everyone's openly talked shit about Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's...
Joe Biden's openly talked shit about Joe Biden.
Do you see that they predicted the exact same prediction they did for Hillary for Joe Biden for who's going to win the presidential campaign? Or the president-elect?
Did they say Joe Biden?
Yeah, 77-22 again, or whatever.
Yeah, well.
Or 77-23. I can't remember what it was.
Like, I'm not really a guy to align with either side of the aisle, but it just seems like Joe Biden's just on his way out.
Yeah, it even for as incompetent as most people see Trump, he's not as incompetent as I think Joe Biden would
well,
be. Because the thing is, the amount of shit that Trump does, it kind of seems like it's him doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas Joe Biden is going to be controlled like a fucking marionette puppet by everyone. Because he's going to be so old and senile, they'll just sign anything.
Yeah. I mean, I think Trump's about the same age. You have to look that up, though.
Yeah, but he's not as insane.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know, man. Trump has a funny mind.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
So, they're canceling the CERB payments up here, like the COVID, like the coronavirus payments right. that we were getting up here for our people that got unemployed.
Yeah.
Well, they're transferring everybody from CERB into EI.
Okay.
They're giving out $37 billion.
Jesus Christ.
That is a lot of money.
There's a lot of shmoney right there.
Like,
I want some of that money.
We ain't got a billion people in this whole country, man. Let's say 37 billion. We got 35 million.
Yeah.
37.
So about a million per person or something?
My
brother texted me.
It's $1,057 per person.
How much?
$1,057 per person if they gave it out to every single person. But that's basically what you would be paying.
Did I say a million per person? I'm such a retard.
Yeah.
I'm an idiot.
Schools are going back.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy. So they have like these, it's kind of like options they're giving to the students. So you can either do like online or you can do at school or you can do fully homeschooled.
Yeah.
But still supported through the school.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting, you know. You can decide what you're going to do. But so it depends on the school, what they're actually going to do. Lots of them say they're not going to do the online parts, mm-hmm. which is kind of fucked, right? Force everybody to go back to school. But then again, I'd want to be in school personally. New Astro Kefir Probiotic. No, I mean, like, for the actual education of it, I don't think you get the same quality of education online.
Oh, absolutely not.
So I don't really think it's fair for our high school students or our university students to be judged the same way.
Fuck no. I think, okay, this year I was supposed to go back to school.
Yeah.
And do my last year for my degree, and I'm not doing it because I'm not doing online. They're not reducing my fucking tuition, so I'm not paying that to sit at my house from 8 a.m. till 4:30 straight of just online classes. I'm not fucking doing that.
No, it's so stupid. So
I'm
going
to work for another year. Going back to full-time work at the construction company and whatever. Like, it is what it is, and fuck, I can't change what's going on in the world, so I'm just going to fucking take one on the chin and fucking work.
Is this horses?
I put on... Okay, well, this is also the time-traveling podcast now because we're in Victorian-era ambience. Soft rain sounds, horses, crows, and bell sounds.
That's pretty cool.
So this is us. We went back from the modern day plague back to the old timey plague. Because we're going through a plague right now.
We are. I still don't know anybody who's got it, but...
I do.
Do you?
Yeah.
Like, personally?
I know of a lot of people that had it.
But anybody from, like, your immediate... Like, anybody related to you or anybody that's actually, like, your friends?
Let me think. No.
Yeah, I don't know anybody either.
But that's because we have really low population density here.
That's fair.
And the numbers are very low.
No, the numbers are low up here.
I don't refute the fact that coronavirus is a fucking thing.
Absolutely. Because
there's fucking hundreds of thousands of people that are dead.
Because I was on the other side of it, you know? I was in the part of the, not fear-mongering, but fear-mongering myself.
Yeah.
Being terrified of this virus because I thought it was going to be...
The end all.
I thought it was going to be some sort of apocalyptic event.
I think we all did, in a sense.
Because I remember seeing it in January.
Yeah.
And then I started like... Yeah. And then I was like, oh, it's kind of a thing, right? And then I got on 4chan and they were doing like daily coronavirus updates.
Yeah.
For cases and numbers and theories and blah, blah, blah. And it just got... too much for
me. It just fucking blew up, like literally blew up. I mean, we're not saying anything fucking new. Obviously, everyone knows that this shit blew up because it fucking blew up.
Yeah.
Shit went off the rails fucking fast.
It really did. And do you think we're going to go into another lockdown before Christmas?
I don't think we are personally. I think America is.
Yeah.
But us personally, no.
I don't know. I think we're stupid enough to follow their suit, even if we're
not. No.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think so, because our government so far has just done everything that America does. We just pretty much copy everything they do.
Not really.
No?
No. Also, we have a federal government, we have provincial governments. And
that's
true. Each province is doing their own thing, and our province and surrounding provinces are doing fucking great.
See, this is why me and Jake converse so well, is because I'm very, we have usually differing opinions on everything.
Yeah.
So we can actually kind of debate each other a little bit. And usually I come out with more information because I come from a very closed mind to begin with. And then I talk to Jake and it kind of opens everything for me.
I'm open to new ideas.
Yeah.
That's the way I've always been. I'm open to new ideas. Hey, I'll fucking explore something. Fuck it.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then maybe I'll be stupid and I'll regurgitate what I heard and it'll not be right at all.
Yeah.
And then it'll be like, oh, okay, I wasn't right at all. But, so this isn't really, this could be, this says Victorian era ambience. I was expecting some fucking hacking coughs in the street. A fucking...
You think somebody has done Black Plague ambience?
A Cockney guy in the background yelling at his son, yeah. But this is like my fucking, our backyard ambience. Like, this could be
yeah
from our backyard.
We haven't heard any horses or crows or bells. in a while.
I hear crickets. I hear rain. I hear... What else do we hear? Crickets. We heard some horses, but like...
At the beginning, yeah. It's not anymore.
It's just rain now.
Just rain. A little bit of cricket subtone in there.
And it's... That's about it.
That's about it.
We got spaceship ambient sounds.
How would we know?
Yeah, how would you even get these sounds?
No.
Fucking ads.
Is that French?
No, I don't know.
I get a lot of French ads on my phone, and I don't get it.
It's because we're...
Absolutely, but I don't speak French.
Yeah, I know,
like, you're advertising to the wrong person.
This is strange. This feels like I'm in an airplane.
Like a quiet airplane. It is kind of weird.
I don't like it. We're changing it.
Yeah.
We're going through.
It's too spooky.
We're going through it. Ambient.
See, now we jump to the future.
Yeah. Ambient noise sleep. Let's just find
I want to hear like ambient truck driving by.
Yeah.
Ambient beside a fucking busy street. New Delhi busy street. Just honking all the time. Here we go. I knew it would be there.
Yeah. This is a highway sound. This isn't, I mean, okay, there's walking in the rain in Manhattan, New York City, ambient noise. I just want to hear somebody be yelling from their window.
You know, I know my favorite video about from New York is that chick. She's like a vlogger. And she goes, I finally made it to New York City.
Yeah.
And that dude goes, hey, lady, shut the fuck up. I love that video.
Yeah. You know, I was talking about that kid from Brooklyn.com video.
Yeah.
This dude.
Hey, that big man.
So the video itself is just called Quaaludes. And this guy is fucking great. Just have a listen.
Hey, the big man's back. www.thekidfrombrooklyn.com. You ever seen them
like signs Peter Griffin
on a highway billboards years ago? I'd walk a mile for a camel. Or they used to have cigarette commercials. The guy used to say, I'd walk a mile for a camel. Well, let me tell all you young people out there, the big man would walk 20 miles for a Quaalude, let me tell you. That was the drug back there in the late 70s and 80s, Quaaludes. The good old Aurora 714, and they changed it to lemon, I tell you.
What is he talking about?
Fucking lemons now. That was the best fucking drug ever made. It was so fucking good, the government took them off the fucking market because they were putting the fucking drug dealers out of fucking business. Non-narcotic, non-addictive. Bring back the fucking Quaaludes. You can take all this the dude. Fucking cocaine, marijuana, and all them fucking designer drugs they make today and stick them up your fucking ass. There's nothing like a fucking Quaalude. I tell you, they were the fucking best. Having sex on a Quaalude, you thought you died and went to heaven. Let me tell you.
You think he's crying?
Just loves the Quaaludes. That's an impressively good video.
He fucking loves Quaaludes. This guy in the comments said, non-addictive? He's literally turning purple just talking about it. Guy, I commend him on his love for fucking Quaaludes.
Apparently.
That's like, great.
That's not even a thing you can get your hands on anymore.
Quaaludes?
Is it?
That's just banned?
What is it?
Quaaludes, those were prescription drugs.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day.
Huh.
I think they were maybe like Xanax, but I don't
really
know. Like,
it probably took a big spike after like Wolf of Wall Street there.
Like after the movie or like?
After the movie, because he was always getting fucking, in the movie he was getting whacked out on Quaaludes.
So you do know what Quaaludes are?
J- just from that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a fucking, I think it was like a relatively affordable prescription drug that you would get for like, I think like stress.
Huh.
Don't quote me. I don't really know with that, but it seems like that's what it is.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing on you. There's a video in my recommended called, "Oh, you cunt, that's a slice of ham." That's my fucking auntie. My Scottish auntie.
Oh, you cunt, that's a slice of ham.
Wow, that's a haggis eating auntie, Jake's auntie. Since we're kind of winding down and getting bored, I got a fucking great video that we used to love back in the day.
Okay.
There was a man in Toronto named Rob Ford.
Oh.
And he was a fucking baller.
He was the mayor of Toronto.
He was the mayor of Toronto, and he was fucking addicted to crack cocaine.
There was a video of him smoking cocaine.
Crack, and he did it once or twice, maybe even three times.
Yeah, it's unknown. He's dead now, rest his soul.
Yeah, he spoke Jamaican patois, too, real good. And his brother is now the fucking premier of Ontario.
Yeah, and they look very similar.
They do look similar, but Doug's fucking, he's fucking cuter than Rob Ford.
I'm just saying, he could have been the body double.
He could have been. Okay, this is the fucking remix of Rob Ford. This is great.
I want to release this video. Your mayor.
It is what it is. And I can't change that fast. No, I try crack on, yes.
It's my mistake. I know I have no crack left. I know doing crack was wrong, Rob Ford. Folks, I'll do anything for more. Drunken stupors,
alcohol, Rob Ford.
It's a fact, I don't recall.
I want to be high. It's now.
And I want to smoke 1,000 pounds. City
has the best crack.
I don't even know what he says.
No, there. Right there, I have no idea.
I love crack cocaine.
Oh, that's the best.
No, have I tried crack? God bless. It's my mistake. I know I have no crack left. I know doing crack is
wrong.
Yeah. Rob Ford.
Great guy.
Great guy.
God rest his soul. I saw him once. I saw him once at the Toronto IndyCar race, and he was in the back of a fucking Honda Ridgeline. They were driving down the street, and he had his arms up in the air, and his suit was flying. His big belly was out in his white shirt. And this one, he's still the mayor. He's still alive. I think he's like 2014. Or 2015, yeah. And I saw him in person. That's my contribution to history. I also almost met Michelle Obama at a university in Saskatchewan. And I almost met her, but now I'm excited for her OnlyFans page to start up. That's so stupid.
Do you remember when we were, I think we were flying back from Florida?
Yeah.
And the fucking like Air Force One was there?
No, that was Trump's fucking personal plane.
Yeah.
In LaGuardia Airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, in New York.
What the fuck was that doing?
That was right before the election, too.
No, that was right after. Because he got elected in 2016. Yeah,
and I was inaugurated in January 2017.
Yeah, and in January of 2017, I would have been 18. So I was in L.A. when he was getting inaugurated there.
Before
he got inaugurated.
I have a picture of exactly what
and
it
then
was.
3 months later, I went to Florida. So it was in 2017.
Okay, wait. 2017.
Because 2017 was when I went to film school.
Right.
Because I was 18 at the time.
So I don't know when this would have been, though, in 2017, though.
I think it was...
Was it February?
End of February, yeah.
But we were in LaGuardia. I found it. Dude, January 11th, 2017. This is fucking 6 days before his fucking... Yeah, look at it. It's right there.
Right. No, that was when you saw it. I saw the fucking... I saw Air Force One when I was going...
Is it a different time?
At a different time, I saw Air Force One.
Actual Air Force One?
Actual
Air Force... white and blue plane? Wow. I saw Trump's plane in LaGuardia
Unless
Airport.
I'm retarded and I'm misremembering things, but... which could happen.
I saw, okay, this is kind of a historic moment that I have a picture. I don't even know if this is like a breach of security, but One at Trump's plane, sitting on the runway at LaGuardia Airport on January 11th, 2017 at 12:36 p.m. So that's 6 days before he was inaugurated January 17th, 2017?
Yeah, I think so.
Because I stayed home from fucking college, university classes to watch, as if I was fucking wanting to go anyway. But and as if I didn't skip out all the time anyway. But I stayed, me and my brother
skipped out.
Fuck, yeah, I skipped out.
How much did I during the summer there?
Oh, fuck. That was bad.
I think I went for 2 weeks in the entire 2 months of summer.
I think in my last year at university, I was, like, my last year at that one university, I went probably a total of a month. And that was bad. I did not enjoy that. That was just so shitty. I'm not a big institutional guy. I don't like being institutionalized. I don't like being just a number in the system, you know?
Absolutely. You kind of want it a little closer.
Yeah. I like when the teachers know my name and just, like, know who I am.
Not just some dude, you know?
I'm not just a student number.
That's why being a university prof would be fucking gay.
Yeah, it would suck, dude.
But then you don't get any special treatment unless you're slobbing the dude's knob.
Yeah.
We're filling your bush.
Sometimes
you know what I'm saying?
Sometimes you gotta do that. Sometimes you gotta fucking do. Honestly, there was more than once that I thought of how much I would actually have to fucking bribe my professor to pass me. And if they would actually take it. Like, I was like, maybe $800. Maybe I could bring in, be able to bribe them.
Yeah.
I think they would take $800.
Maybe.
But I would fucking bankrupt myself because this is university, Jake, we're talking about.
So there was a guy. Well, my high school English teacher, and he always said, there's a bribe that anybody can give me. He opened up every year. And he said, 1 million cash, and you don't have to do anything ever again in my class, and I will pass you through grade
just
12.
Class.
And that was always his bribe because he said, it's not worth it for me to get fired unless it's $1 million.
Yeah, for real, though. Yeah.
So I was like, respectable.
Never attainable, but respectable.
Respectable. Nobody is stupid enough to actually give $1 million for fucking high school English.
Also, yeah, who has $1 million just to give to high school English?
High school English is so easy.
Yeah, I think that about wraps it up because we've been talking for a while.
3 hours and 1 minute.
And I got to go to bed because yeah. I got to work tomorrow.
Yeah, I got to drive home, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we should maybe play it out with some music.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Maybe we'll upload like a 2 hour long one. You never know what we're going to do.
Yep.
Or we'll split it up or whatever.
Yep.
You don't own me.
Yeah, you don't fucking owe me.
So, thanks for listening. We'll catch you. It's not going to be really regularly scheduled anymore. We don't know how things are going to go.
Yeah, just a heads up. Like, yeah. Things aren't going.
If you're like, where's the episode this week? Well, it might not be for another month, you know?
And we should be doing regular updates on our Instagram, but we just haven't been because we've been fucking busy.
Yeah, and
real fucking busy.
I've been mad the last few days.
Pierce has been fucking mad. Why you been mad?
Well, I was just mad that I had to go home, so I wasn't really feeling like doing anything.
Yeah.
But now I'm better.
Now he's better. He's going to make posts on Instagram now.
Yeah.
And he's going to fucking post this podcast in 3 separate parts. We could do that.
We could do 3 separate parts. We could just part 1, part 2, part 3.
Yeah, fuck it. You're listening to part 3 right now.
Yeah, part 3, the last hour.
The last fucking hour, the last two dudes still alive.
Yeah.
But, all right. Well, I'm going to play you guys out with a fucking banger. So
I'm ready.
Here you go.
Come all you young sailormen, listen to me. I'll sing you a song of the fish in the sea. And it's windy weather, boys, stormy weather, boys. When the wind blows, we're all together, boys. Blow ye winds westerly, blow ye winds blow. Jolly sou'wester, boys, steady she goes. Off jumps the eel with a slippery tail. Climbs up aloft and reefs the top.
All right, we will see you sometime soon.
Love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.